The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Yevamot. Masechet Yevamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Mechol Maaseh Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nahat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Just a note of interest. As we study Masechet Yevamot, many of the cases need diagrams. We have chosen the Sefer Siyurim l'Masechet Yevamot as our book for the diagrams, written by Aharon Shlomo Berabi Baruch Moshe Hafner, available in the bookstore. So when we refer to pages, we are using that sefer.
Daf Mem Dalet. Today's daf is being studied at Nishmat Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenehenu Begana Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Mem Gimel Amud Bet, and we are five lines from the bottom, actually four lines from the bottom, starting from the new Mishnah. And the Mishnah reads, Arba'a Ahin Nisu'in Arba' Nashim. So you have four brothers married to four ladies. They're not sisters, just stam. Four brothers married to four ladies. Umetu, and they all died. Im Ratzah Gadol Shebem Liyabem Et Kulam Hadeshut Biyado. If the oldest brother amongst them wants to make Yibum to all four ladies, he may. The Gemara is going to tell us, obviously, we're talking about over here where you have five brothers at least. So four of them died. So one brother technically can make Yibum on all four. There's no Isur in that. Mishayan Nasri Lishten Nashim. Umet. Person was married to two ladies and then he died. Bi'ata o halitzata shelachat mehen potra tzarata. So as long as one of the brothers makes either bi'ah, which we call it a Yibum, or a halitza to one of the wives, so the other one is peturah. Lesson over here, you only have to do a process to one out of the two, and the other one goes automatically free. We get to the third case of the Mishnah. Haita ahat keshera ba'ahat pesula. Let's say a fellow was married. Yisrael was married to two ladies. One of them was kasher to the kehuna, and one of them was pasul to the kehuna. For example, he was married to a divorcee, and then he died. Imaya choletz, choletz lepesula. So the brother that's going to make the yibum or the halitza, so if he's going to make halitza, let him do it to the divorcee, because anyway she's pesula to the kehuna. So therefore, you might as well keep her pesula, because now halitza is also pesula. Vimaya miyabem, miyabem the keshera. If he wants to make yibum, let him make yibum to the keshera. The point of the Mishnah is, he should not make halitza to the keshera lekeuna, because now you made her pasul for no reason. I mean, you could do a halitza to either one. So leave the one that's keshera to keuna, so if she will get married to a kohen, and make halitza on the pasulah already, so therefore you're not adding an extra isur to this lady that she cannot go marry a kohen now. And so those are the basic rules of the Mishnah. Comes the Gemara and says, Arba'a, Hayin Sal Kadatach. What do you tell me? You tell me four brothers? The Mishnah's din was the four brothers are married to four ladies and they all die. So what do you mean? Who's left? So the Gemara says, Arba'a, Hayin Sal Kadatach. Ela Ema Arba'a Me'achin. Four from the brothers. Meaning, there's another brother at least over there. So he's able to make Yibum on all four ladies. Harishut Biyado. So the Gemara says, the option is his to take all four. So the Gemara asks, "Bishafkile, are we going to let him do such a thing? Are we going to let him take four wives?" V'atanya, we have a braita, and the braita over here is talking about the yavam that comes to Betin and he does not want to make a yibum. So the Betin now has to tell him the procedure. So it says, "Vekar ulo zikne iro." So first of all, the zikinim, which is the Betin of a city. So the Gemara's doresh. Hen velo shiluhan. The Betin itself has to speak to the Yavam and not their messengers. The Debiru Elav. And they speak to him. What do they speak to him about? Melamed shemasi'in lo esa hogenito. The Hakamim give the Yavam a good advice. What's the advice they give him? Shimaya hu yelid. Let's say he's young, and the Yevama is old, significantly old, or hu zaken v'yalda, so there's a great age difference between the two. Omrim lo malecha etzel yada, malecha etzel zekena. They talk him out of making yibum. Now, what are you doing? You're going to go after now a zekena, you're going to go after a yalda, meaning the rabbis felt that the marriage is not going to be ole yefe. If there's such a variant age difference between the Yavam and the Yavama, there's not going to be shalom. So they tell him, listen, what are you getting involved in? Klach etzel shekemotcha, go after somebody that's your age. Ve'al tasim ketata bebetecha, and don't bring strife into your house. The point of the Gemara is, you see the rabbis would give him proper advice. How could they give him advice to go marry four ladies? How is he going to support them? It's impossible for him to support four ladies, it's very difficult. So therefore, once already we said that the rabbis would give him the proper advice, how would the rabbis ever let him make yibum on all four ladies? Where's the support going to come from? Kabbalah says, Lord Siricha de'efsharle. Hey, we're talking about a man who's able, meaning he has the means. So if he has the means, why did the Mishnah limit it to four? Let him take even more than that. Gemara says, "Aitzat tova kamash malan." The Gemara is giving us good advice. Dalid in tfe lo four, yes, more than that, no. Ki echid nimtia ona bechodesh. So in order to fulfill the mitzvah of ona, person has conjugal rights that he has to his wife. The ona of a tamid hakam is me'erev Shabbat, from Shabbat to Shabbat, which means his conjugal rights are once a week, and therefore, if he has four wives, he can fulfill his ona. One ona per week, per lady. 4 weeks in the month, then he can fulfill the proper ona to each one. More than that, he's not going to be able to fulfill his rights. So therefore, Hachemim said, four is the proper amount that he can fulfill his duty of the ona obligation. Hachemim learned that, incidentally, from the Pasuk, Asher Piryo Yiten Be'ito, in Teilim. Tamir Hakam is Zera Asher Piryo Yiten Be'ito. He gives it in the right time. Like the Chachamim say, Me'erib Shabbat, Me'erib Shabbat. Comes the Gemara, continues, Mi Shaya Nasui. So now we discuss, again, cases that we are already familiar with the halakha already from learning, but now we're going to discuss these sources. We said if a person was married to two wives, so we said, what does he do? And he dies. So the Yavam makes Yibum or Halitzat to one of them, and the other one is free. He does not have to make a procedure to both of them. So the Gemara says, V'ni Yabim L'Tavayu. Who says, maybe you have to make Yibum to both of them. So the Gemara says, Amar of Hayah bar Abba, Amar of Yohanan Amar Kera, we have a Pasuk, Asher lo yibne et bet ahiv. The Pasuk says, the one that does not want to build his brother's bayit. Bayit ehadu bone, ve'en bone shene batim. Have a Gezeret HaKatuv. You only build one house, which means you only have an obligation towards one of the two ladies. You're not going to be bone both. So therefore there's no option to say make yibum on both ladies. So the Gemara then says, "V'nachlots the tarvayu." Okay, so maybe I'll say this is ikah, and therefore make chalitza to both of them. Amar morzutra batruvia, amar kera, bet halutz hanal. When he makes chalitza, the Torah says bet is singular. Bayit ehadu choletz, ve'en choletz shne batim. He only makes chalitza on one and not on two. So making yibum on both, he can't. Making chalitza on both, he can't. So Gemara says, V'niyabim lechada v'nachlots lechada. Let him make yibum on one of the ladies, chalitza on the other lady. Amar kera, im lo yahpots. Now if he doesn't want to make yibum, then he makes chalitza. So the Gemara makes a diuk. Ha hafetz, but if he wants to, yibim, he makes yibum. So we learn a rule from over here. Kol ha'ole liyibum, ole lechalitza. Which means, we learned this rule many times, that if a lady falls and is subject to Yibum, so you can make Halitza on such a lady. But if a lady is not subject to Yibum, she's not subject to Halitza. And since we just proved from the Pesukim that you can't make Yibum on both of them, you can only make Yibum on one of them, so in the middle of the other one, you cannot make Yibum on. You cannot make Yibum on. Then you cannot make Halitza on either. So therefore, there's no option to make Yibum on one and Halitza on the other. So comes the Gemara and says, Ve'od. I'll give you another reason, even without what we just said. Shelo yomru bayit miksato banuyu miksato halutz. We're worried, what's going to happen? You can have a case where a man dies and he has two wives. Therefore, he's going to say, you know what? I'll make Yibum on half to, one on one of them, and I'll make Halisa on the other. We don't want that to happen. We don't want a guy to do this. So the Gemara says, V'yomru. What do you mean? Let them do it. What problem can come out? If you're making Yibum on one lady, what's the problem to make Halisa on the other? So the Gemara says, Idimiya bim vadar halitz hakinameh. You're right. So the Gemara says, if you're going to do it in that order, Yibum and then Halitza, there is no problem. Because you made Yibum, so Halitza is whatever it is. Ela dilma halitz vadar miyabim. The concern is that the guy might make the Halitza first, and then he's going to make the Yibum. Now in that case, it runs into a problem. Vekam le below Yibneh. Once already a person makes halitza, so now the Torah tells us, lo yibneh, it's asur for him to go with this lady. It's isur lav. And therefore, we're concerned if we let the guy make yibum on one and halitza to the other, a person might come along and make halitza first and then yibum, and that's a problem. Because that's already an isur. Because once he makes halitza, Torah says already there's a lav on the other lady. So therefore, we do not allow even to make yibum first and then a halitza. So Gemara says, Ve'ema, why don't we say like this? Ki'ika hada titkayim mitzvat yibum. Maybe like this. Maybe the Torah, when it talked about the mitzvah of yibum, maybe yibum is only an option when there's one wife that falls. Ki'ika tarti lo titkayim mitzvat yibum. Maybe there's no mitzvah of yibum bichlal when there is two wives, which means you tell me bayit ahad. Maybe bayit ahad means only when there's one lady that's falling. Then you have a case of yibum. But maybe when two ladies are falling, maybe we'll say, what? There's no yibum in such a case. Just how do you know that yibum applies even in a case where there's two ladies falling? You tell me that you do one out of the two. Maybe the pasuk that says bayit ahad means you just do only when there's one. And maybe when there's two, there's no mitzvah of yibum. So comes the Gemara and says, and when I say no yibum, I mean no halitza as well. Maybe that's not the case of yibum. So the Gemara says, can't be. Im ken, tsarat erva, de'asa rahmana lamali. Earlier in the Masechet, we learned, we had Pesukim to prove this, that there's an isur to make yibum with tsarat erva. What is tsarat erva? When one of the ladies, let's say, falls to yibum. But the tsara of that lady is an erva. Okay? For example, you have one of the regular ladies, and the other lady is bito. One of the ladies is his daughter. So therefore, what do we learn from the Pesukim? That these ladies over here cannot make Yibum on them. Why? Because the Arva obviously cannot make Yibum on, and the Tzara becomes Tzarat Arva, it's also Asur. Hold it. What do you need Pesukim for? Hashta bet be'alma amart la b'nei halitza v'yibum ninhu. Tzarat Arva mibaya. Which means, if you're going to tell me that on a regular two ladies that fall, there's no Yibum in halitza, what do I need a special that I said about Tzarat Arva? You don't have to teach me Tzarat Erva. It goes without saying. If you're telling me that two ladies that fall, don't fall, which means there's no Yibum and Halitza in that case, so Pashut, what do you have to tell me? Tzarat Erva, there's no Yibum and Halitza. You don't have to get that far. Any ladies. So the Gemara says, Alama lo. The Gemara says, why not? I could still say that two ladies will not fall to Yibum and Halitza, but I still need the Rashat to tell me Tzarat Erva is Asura. Why? It's Tariq. I would need it. Salka da tachamina erva ibrai kaima vetityabem sarata. Because I would have thought that the way you look at it, sarat erva, is maybe the erva is out, and therefore all you're left with is sara, therefore it's one lady falling, and therefore make you boom. Kamash ma'alan de asira. And that's why I need the hadush of sarat erva to tell me that no, we don't look at it as if the erva is out, and therefore it's one lady falling. Ela, they're both asur. Also, back to the question then. So who says in a regular case, we have two, maybe I'll tell you don't make you boom at all. So the Gemara says, no you do. And what's the ayah? The ayah is, Ela yibimto, yibimto, riba. Which means the Torah, when it talks about the mitzvah yibum, it says the word yibimto, yibimto, several times, to teach me that yibum is done not only when one lady falls, but even when two ladies fall. The pasuk says, V'im lo yahpot sa'ish lakahat et yibimto, ve'alta yibimto hashara. Yibimto, to tell me that Yibum is not only in one lady falling, but even when there's two ladies falling, there is a case of Yibum. Of course, not making Yibum on both of them, like we learned earlier, but he'll make Yibum on one, and he does not even have to make Chalitza on the other, either because of the Pasuk that we learned, that any lady that's not subject to Yibum is not subject to Chalitza, or because of Gezerah, if we let him make Yibum and Chalitza, he might come to make Chalitza and then Yibum, and then already that is going to be a problem. Comes the Gemara and continues. Haita ahad kesherah. So he said, let's say a fellow was married to two ladies. One of them is kesherah lekehuna, meaning she's a regular lady. If the husband dies, she can marry a kohen. And almana is muteret lekohen idiot. And the other wife that he's married to is a girusha. She was a divorcee. So of course, that lady already, if that husband dies, cannot marry a kohen. So what do we say? When the husband dies, and now the yavam is making yibum, let him make yibum on the kesherah, or halitza on the pesula, because she's pesula anyway to kehuna. Why would he make the kishera now a halutza to osera to a kohen? So the Gemara's Amar of Yosef, kad shanar bi. It was on this Mishnah that the bi made the statement, lo yishpoch adam meboro v'achirim sirichim lahem. Where a person should not take his water, when he's finished with them, he doesn't need it, don't throw them away. Because maybe others are going to need it, which means if somebody else can benefit from it, do not spoil it for somebody else. It means over here, if you're able to make a halitza on the pisula, why spoil the other lady for somebody else? Therefore, leave the kishira muteret nekeuna. Comes the Gemara and continues. Actually, the next Mishnah. Hamazir girushato. Now we discuss certain cases that according to Rabbi Akiva, the child is going to be a mamzer. Now we have to remember, Shitat Rabbi Akiva is, he holds that even if somebody marries b'isur lav, see, not a karet case, even if it's only isur lav, Rabbi Akiva says the child from that union becomes a mamzer. So now the Gemara is going to give us different examples. Hab ma'azir girushato. Well, according to the Torah, a person is allowed to remarry his divorced wife only if she did not get married to somebody else in the interim. However, if she got married to somebody else in the interim, there's an isur lav min haTorah to be mahzir girushato. Then nose halusato. Again, there's an isur min haTorah, again a lav, that once a person makes halitza, so she's out. Once she's out, you're not allowed to take her back. That's an isur from the Torah of nose halusato. Right? We learned the drasha. It says, Kevan shelo bana shuv lo yivne. Right? Once he did not build, he cannot build again. Van nose kerovet halutzato. Or he marries the relatives of his halutza, which means, for example, the halutza's sister. That's also isur. We're going to see the level of that isur. In all these cases, it says yotzi. He has to divorce them immediately. Vavalad mamzer. According to Rabbi Devre, Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, or Rashi says, Vavalad mamzer. The Sabar Rabbi Akiva, Yesh mamzer, Mechibel Avin. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that there is mamzerut even from Chibel Avin. Vachemim Omrim, En Avalad mamzer. They say no. Because Tachemim hold that mamzerut can only come from a chiyuv karet, isur karet. However, the rabbis agree, Umudim benose kerovet gerushato shavalad mamzer. That let's say a fellow gets divorced from his wife and he marries a relative of his wife. For example, let's say he marries his wife's sister when she's still alive. So that's already an isur karet on those relatives, and therefore Achamim will agree that on Kirovet Gerushato, the Valad is going to be a Mamzer. Rashi explains that and says, De Gerushato Ki Ishto. We have a deen. Even though she's divorced, she's considered like your wife. Therefore, just like you're not to marry your wife's sister or your wife's mother, that's considered Chaybek Kiritut still, and therefore the Valad is going to become a Mamzer. That is the Mishnah. Comes the Gemara and says, V'sabar Rabbi Akiva hanose kerovet halutzato havalad mamzer. Does Rabbi Akiva indeed hold that if somebody marries the relatives of his halutza, the valad is a mamzer? Why? What's the question?
We learned from the Shtakish.
It was on this case of Kerovet Halutzato that the Shtakish taught, that Rabbi taught, Ahot Girusha Medivre Torah, Ahot Halutza Medivre Sofrim. Which means the relatives of a Halutza are only Asur Midrabbanan. And therefore, how can you say that on a relative that's only Asur Midrabbanan, you're going to make Mamzerim? Isur Girusha Torah, I understand. Girusha, Isur Girusha, the relatives are considered in a Torah. That can make Mamzerim according to Hakamim, Vadai. But Rabbi Akiva, how could you tell me that if a person goes and marries, let's say, his Halutza's sister, the Balad's Mabzer, the whole Isur in marrying the Halutza's sister is Isur Rabbanan? That's what Rabbi taught us. Mikan shana Rabbi, that if Gerush, Ahot Gerush, Kerovet Gerushato, Asulam in a Torah, Kerovet Halutzato, Asulam in Rabbanan. So comes the Gemara and says, you're right. Tni Kerovet Gerushato. Change the Mishnah. Change the text of the Mishnah. And say Kerovet Girushato. That Rabbi Akiva certainly will say that a person goes with Kerovet Girushato, which is Yisud Karet, he holds even it can be Mamzerut from Yisud Lav. But even Rabbi Akiva certainly will hold that by Kerovet Girushato, that the Valaz Mamzer, and that's what the Mishnah meant. Take out Kerovet Halutzato, put in Kerovet Girushato. So let's go back just to read that inside the Mishnah. You'll read the Mishnah, Mahzi Girushato. הנושא חלוצתו והנושא קרובת גירושתו יוציא והבלד ממזד ורבי עקיבא כמה זה גמולת אז הכי נמי מסתברה so you know what? That reading of the Mishnah makes perfect sense. Why? דקטני שפה because the rabbis at the end of the Mishnah said the following ומודים the rabbis agree בנושא קרובת גירושתו שבלד ממזד Now, I amar pishtama aydiba. If you say that Rabbi Akiva mentioned the case of Kerovet Girushato, haynu diktani umodim. Now we understand what the rabbis are talking about. Because they come along and say, although they argue on the other cases, the surat cases, but they'll agree with him partially on what he said to Gaber, Kerovet Girushato, that the vlad is a mamzer. So that sefa makes sense. When the Hakamim said, "Umodim Hakamim beKerovet Girushato," because that's what the Rabbi Akiva was talking about in this in the Resha. Ela iamat no aydiba. But if you're going to tell me that the Rabbi Akiva never mentioned Kerovet Girushato, my umodim. So what is Hakamim saying? Umodim? They never discussed it in the first place. But they agreed to him in Kerovet Girushato. Who's talking about Kerovet Girushato in this Mishnah? So therefore, the Gemara says, "Right, v'delma hakamash ma'alan." No, maybe I'll tell you. That really Rabbi Akiva never mentioned Kerovet Girushato. And the Hakamim are coming along to teach me the Yesh Mamzer Mechivei Keritut. Maybe that's the Nusha of the Hakamim. They tell you their Shita. That you should know that when there's Chayuv Keritut, that's when you make a Mamzer. Gemara says, well, I don't need this Mishnah to teach me that. Haketani la lekaman. It's a Bifurush Mishnah lekaman. Ezu Mamzer, kol she'er basar shehu belo yavod, devre Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, any Isur, lo ta'aseh, makes Mamzer. Rabbi Shimon ha-Timni. Rabbi Shimon ha-Timni says, Omer, kol she'im alav karet, bideh shamay v'halakha, kidbarav. So therefore we have a Bifurush Mishnah later on that tells me the Shita of Hakamim, which is this case, Rabbi Shimon ha-Timni, that's telling you what? That Yisud Karet brings a Mamzer. So therefore, what do I need the Hakim to tell me over here at the end of the Mishnah? That you should know Yisud Mamzer makes is only comes from Chayvei Keritut. Gemara says, no. V'dilma kasatim la tana k'Rabbi Shimon ha-Timni. Later on, it's a machlok Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon ha-Timni. I need this Mishnah to tell me that it's a stam Mishnah, Alibad Rabbi Shimon, which I don't know what the halakha is. So Mishnah is telling me you should know. You have a stam over here that's telling me Mamzerut comes from Chibe Kiritut. Gemara says, Imken litni shar Chibe Kiritut. Kerovet Girushato lamali. Then if that's what you want to teach me, why just single out Kerovet Girushato? Speak in general terms. Tell me. You should know. Anytime this Yisur Karet, that's a Mamzer. If that's what you're trying to teach me, why did you then pick a single case of Kerovet Girushato? There's many cases of Yisur Karet. Gemara says, no. Ela shma' mina. Ayriba. Ella must be, you know why I picked it? Because really Rabbi Akiva mentioned it in the Resha. We're going to change the Gersa of the Mishnah and say he talked about Kerovet Girushato. And therefore, Hakamim at the end of the Mishnah coming to tell me, Umodim Hakamim, they agreed to Rabbi Akiva, at least on what he said by Kerovet Girushato, the Valad is a Mamzer. Can we also know? Vidilma Leolam Lo Ayriba. Maybe I'll tell you no. Maybe really the Mishnah's Gersa is like we have it, Kerovet Halutzato. Aye, so then what do the rabbis teach me at the end? They're teaching me the deen of Hibek Karet brings a mamzer. Aye, you asked me a question, so then why'd you choose the singular case of Kerovet Grushato? You could have picked any case. He says, Ve'aydi detana mazir Grushato, Ve'nose halutzato, Ve'kerovet halutzato, Tani nameh Kerovet Grushato.
Which means, since already Rabbi Akiva mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah, cases of such, Halutzato, Kerovet Halutzato, Mazir Girushato, so therefore, the Hakamim were trying to give us their Shita, that Mamzerut comes from a Isur Karet, so they gave a case similar to the case that was discussed at the beginning of the Mishnah, Kerovet Girushato. Maybe Rabbi Akiva didn't mention in the beginning, but when they chose to teach us their rule, they gave a case that is similar to the case that Rabbi Akiva was talking about in the beginning of the Mishnah. Oh, but now we have a strong question then. Why then is Kerovet Halutzato a Mamzer? That's only Yisur. The Rabbanan, we're back to that question then. So the Gemara says, Eila Kerovet Halutzato, Rabbi Akiva, have you Mamzer? Eila, you want to tell me that's going to be a Mamzer? We have to see why that's so. Why don't you read that as a statement? Amar v'chayabar abam Rabbi Hanan, haydu ta'amad Rabbi Akiva. This is the reason of Rabbi Akiva. De amar kira bet halutza na'al. But this lady, that let's say you perform halitzatu, what does the Torah call her? Bet halutza na'al. Hakatuv kira o beto. You see, the Torah calls this halutza his bayit. Meaning, it's considered as if it's his wife. And therefore, since it's considered as if his wife, because it's beto. Therefore, just like a regular guy who gets divorced from his wife, his relatives are asur, her relatives are asur in the Torah, so too this lady is considered bet. She's like your wife. And therefore, even if you make chalitza, it's no different than a gerusha. And therefore, asuram in the Torah. Therefore, the children are going to be memzerim, lashi in the bottom, hakatub kerao beto. Which means, we learned in earlier Mishnah that if a person, let's say, makes chalitza on a lady, his brother marries that lady's sister, and then that brother dies. So according to the halakha, we learned that the brother that originally made chalitza has to make chalitza to this lady as well. Even though now it's achot chalutzato, because really min haTorah achot chalutzato, it's mutar, it's only asur b'drabbanan. Therefore, he has to make a chalitza. Rabbi Akiva says, no. That lady, achot chalutzato, is asura min haTorah. You don't even have to make a chalitza. She never falls because she's asur min haTorah. And therefore, in Echinamir, Rabbi Akiva holds achot chalutzato is asura min haTorah. Therefore, the valad is going to be a mamzer. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi, Hakol modim. Everybody agrees, b'mazir gerushato. In the case of Ma'zir Girushato, Shavlad Pagum Lekehuna. Oh, new point. Which means, leave the subject of whether the kid becomes a Mamzir or not. Everybody agrees, but on a child, Ma'zir Girushato, so there they're going to say that, again, Be'isur. Ma'zir Girushato, where the Isur was done, and then he had a child from this relationship, that child, that she says, for example, if it's a girl, she's going to be considered a halala, meaning she's psul to marry a kohen. I mean, there is a pagum on her. Okay, and that's what she says on the top. V'im yalda bat pesula lekehuna kehalala. She's going to be psul like a halala. Good. Now we're not talking about kohanim over here necessarily, which means even a regular Yisrael that was ma'zir girushato b'isur, that child has a deen of a halala now, cannot marry a because it's p'kam on. So it says, now I get the statement good. The statement was, umudin, they agree. So now we have to find out who's doing the agreeing over here. So the Gemara says, man hakol mudim. Who's they agree? Who's the hidush here according to? The Gemara says, Shimon HaTimni. Obviously it's got to be Shimon HaTimni. Why? Da'afal gav da'amal Shimon HaTimni en mamzer mehibe lavin. Even though Shimon HaTimni said the child's not a mamzer, because you don't get mamzerut from Ibe lavin, nehide mamzer lo have pegam miya have. But pegam the kiuna there is, which is alibad Rabbi Akiva pashut. According to Rabbi Akiva, the kid's mamzer. The kid's not only pegam the kiuna, he's asura even for the kahal.
The Hiddush is according to Shimon HaTimni, that says the child is not a Mamzer because it's only Hiber Lavin. Still, there is a Pagam on the child that cannot marry a Kohen. Good? So Gemara says, how does he know that? So he made a Kal Vachomer. Mi Kal Vachomer me Almana. Almana, we know, is Muteret to a Kohen Idiot, but Asura to Kohen Gadol. So he made a Kal Vachomer like this. Uma Almana le Kohen Gadol. When it comes to an almana that marries a Kohen Gadol, she'en isura shaveh bakol. Her isur is not equal to all Kohanim, which means she's permissible to some Kohanim. She's only forbidden to Kohen Gadol. But what? If she marries the Kohen Gadol, what happens? Bina pagum. The child becomes a halal, means the child is psul keuna. Zu, the case of Mazir Grushato, she'isura shaveh bakol. Nobody can take back Mahzir Girushato. There's not a case that this lady is permissible in the Mahzir Girushato business. Right? She's Asura to all. In Odin Shibina Pagum. All the more so a child is going to become Pagum. As I said, the Kal Vachomer that he made. Let's review the Kal Vachomer. And what an Almana that marries a Kohen Gadol. The Almana, this Almana has Heter to other Kohanim. And still you tell me when she marries the Kohen Gadol, the child is going to become Pasul the Kehuna. This lady is worse. Because this Mahzir Girushato, there's no man in the Mahzir Girushato situation that can take this lady. Called Sheken, her child is going to become Pasul for the Kehuna. So the Gemara says, that's your Kal Vachomer? No Kal Vachomer. Ikal Mifrach, we can break that Kal Vachomer. Ma'ala Almana Sheken, he atzma mitchalelet. Big difference. The Almana, correct. When she marries the Kohen Gadol, her child becomes Pasul Kehuna. But you know what? She also becomes psul. She becomes asura the kehuna, which means she loses her. So she becomes a halala herself. So therefore, you see the case of Amanaz Muhammur, because it even affects her. In the case of the Mahzir Girushato doesn't affect her. It's just the fact we're discussing the child. So therefore, you have no da'aya from the child of an almana to marry a Kohen Gadol, to the child of a Ma'zir Girushato. Because this lady over here does not become a halala. For example, in the case of Ma'zir Girushato, the lady does not become Mehulelet from that because she was Asur to the Kohen anyway. She was Asur to the Kohen from before, she's a Girusha. So the Bi'ah doesn't make her worse. Masha'ikin, the Bi'av, the Kohen Gadot, the Almanah, makes her a halala. So it affects two things. It affects her and it affects the child. So if it could be the Almanah's, the Kohen Gadot's worse, then we have no da'ya. So therefore, let's review quickly. We tried to have a statement over here. The statement was that the child from a Ma'zir Girushato is Pagam Kehuna. We tried to prove it from a Kal Vachomer, from Almanah to Kohen Gadol. We could not. Now the Gemara is going to reject that statement that the child is pagum the kehuna from a second standpoint. The od he to'eva ketiv ve'en banea to'abin. When a fellow is mahzir grushato, what does the Torah say? To'eva he. She is a to'eva. So you know what the Gemara is doresh? She is a to'eva, but her children are not to'abin. Meaning her children will be Mutar the Kehuna. That's the second reason why that statement is rejected. Again, To'eva he To'eva velo baneha To'avin. Third reason why we're going to reject the statement. Ve'od Tanya, we have a clear braita. Ma'zir Girushato. My fellow takes back his Girusha. Then Nose Halutzato, he marries Halutza, Isul Lav. Then Nose Kerovet Halutza, or he marries the sister of the Halutza, for example. Rabbi Akiva Omer, En Lo Ba Kedushin. Well, Rabbi Akiva says Kedushin is not even Tofes. Because Shitat Rabbi Akiva is Kedushin is not Tofes Mehibel Lavin. This is Isul Lav. So therefore, Kedushin is not even Kedushin. Nafkamina, Ve'en Asiricha Emenu Get. Don't even need a get, because the Kedushin was not even Hal. Vihi Pesula. She's going to be Pesula. We'll see what does that mean, he Pesula. Vivalda Pasul. And the child also going to be Pasul. That she says, he Pesula le Kohen, de Zonahi. One of the ladies that a Kohen cannot marry is a Zonah. Now, since there was no marriage over here, so this bi'ad that this lady went with this guy makes her a zona, and therefore she's forbidden to go with now a kohen. Vivalda pisula, meaning according to the bi'akiva, the child is a mamzer, because chibel lavin brings a isur mamzer. Vechofin oto leotzi, and we force him to get a divorce. So that's shitat the bi'akiva. Vachamim omrim yesh lo ba kedushin. It's only chibel lavin these cases. The kedushin is tofes. Vesiricha emeno get, and therefore she would need a get. Vihi keshera vivalda kasher. And therefore, she is Keshera, and her child also is Kasher. Why? Because the marriage is a marriage, and therefore she's not considered a Zona. Therefore, she would be permissible to Kehuna, and the child is Kasher, meaning the child is not a Mamzer, according to Shitat Hakamim, because there's no Mamzerut from Isur Lav. Now the Gemara says, when you said Valda Kasher, Leman, to who? Lav the keuna, must be to the keuna. And therefore you see a clear statement that Agamim are telling you, if a child from an Isur Lav, the child is considered kasher. Ma perush kasher? Kasher the keuna. So therefore this is the third proof that the child is kasher the keuna from Isur Lavin. Gemara says, who said? Lo, lakahal. Maybe I'll tell you, when it says kasher, it means kasher lekahal, meaning it's not a mamzer, but really it's pasul lekeuna. You see, now we're just trying to understand the language of this braita, vavlad kasher. So we thought it means vlad kasher lekeuna. We told you, maybe it means vlad kasher lekahal, but really it's pasul lekeuna. Kabbalas know. Iache, he keshera leman. When we were talking about the mother, right? He keshera, who was that to? Idima le kahal, if you tell me she's permissible to go to marry to the kahal, pshita. Mishum dezana, efsula, le kahal. Which means you're going to tell me just because she committed, let's say, znut. You're going to tell me that she's asura, lavo, bakal. Ela lav, le kehuna. Ela the hadush is over here when we say she's muteret, according to Hakamim. That the lady's Keshera, what does it mean she's Keshera even to the Keuna? So I'll tell you, Valda also is Keshera, the Keuna Medehi the Keuna, Valda Name the Keuna. And then we'll keep everything equal, all equal. Just like you're telling me, she is Muteret to the Keuna even. So too, because Valda is Muteret to the Kahal, why should she be Asur to the Kahal? She didn't do anything. Ela, this, he Keshera the Keuna, therefore Valda also Keshera. The keuna. Gemara says, me di iria? Who told you have to keep everything equal? Ha kedi ita, va kedi ita. I'll tell you, no, keep everybody according to their haidush. This one like this, and this one like that. Meaning, I'll say when it says, he kishera, that's separate interpretation, and badak kishera is separate. Meaning, he kishera means that the mother is kosher for the keuna, and I'll say, badak kishera means the kahal, but not the keuna. Learn each statement separately. Gemara says, "Hachi name mistabra." It makes sense to learn like that. Diktani resha, because remember we learned in the resha why Rabbi Akiva says he pasula v'valda pasul. Now we're going on the pasul side. Rabbi Akiva said she's pasul and the valad is pasul. He pasula leman. Who's the lady pasul to? Idima lekahal. If you tell me she's pasul to the kahal, mishum desanya efsera lekahal, because she committed zinu, she's pasul to the kahal. There's no issue like that. Ela lav lekeuna. Ella must be the Bekeh was saying the lady is pasul who trekeuna because she's zona. The valda pasul. They tell me the valad is pasul. Leman, ilma lekeuna. If you tell me it's pasul trekeuna, ha lekahal kasher. What? But trekahal kasher can't be. Hamar Rabbi Akiva valad mamzer. Ella pshita lekahal. So therefore, in the Rabbi Akiva, you had to say that it's different. Umederesha hakadita vhakadita sefaname hakadita vhakadita. I mean, just like in the Resha Rabbi Akiva, when it said she is pasul and the valad is pasul, it's about two different psulim. She is pasul trekeuna because she's zona, and the child is pasul la kahal because of mamzer. Two different psulim over here. So too in the sefa, when Hakamim said he kishera the valad kishera, I'll say he kishera the keuna.
because there's no problem with her. And I'll say Valda Kishira. I'll say Valda Kishira to the Kahal. What does it mean to the Kahal? Because she's not a Mamzer. But to the Kuna, really, it'll be Pesura. And therefore, we now have an understanding that the original statement could be true. That a Valda that comes from the Isur Lav indeed is Pasul Kehuna. And this third proof that they tried to say not so, we rejected it. Only problem is we have two more proofs going against us. What was one of the proofs? Toevahi, which was Mashma in the Yisur Lav case. For example, she's a Toeva but not her children. Mashma that the children are Mutar the Kehuna. She's the only Toeva but not the children. How are you going to get around that? So Gemara says, I can get around it right now. Gemara says, V'hi to'eva nameh, I'll say, hi to'eva ve'en sarata to'eva. That's what it meant. She's a to'eva, but her tsara does not become a to'eva. Aval banea to'avim. But really the children are to'avim, the psula kiuna. Now what does that mean, ve'en sarata to'eva? Which means like this. Let's say you had a fellow that's married, okay? Then he got divorced, married to two ladies. He divorced one of them, and she got married to somebody else. Then it was Mazik Rushato. So now you have the Mazik Rushato and her Tzara, which teaches me what? That if, let's say, now Reuven dies, the Tzara can't fall to Yibum. En Sarata To'eva. Which means, don't think that the Mazig Rushato is posel the Tzara from Yibum. He To'eva, I mean, he can't make Yibum with this lady, but she's Isur. But she's not going to affect the Tzara. He To'eva ve'en Sarata To'eva. Aval Baneha To'avim. But the children, the cup of this, Psul Keuna. So we rejected the second proof. And therefore we go back to the original statement that a person has a relation with Isur Lav, while the child might not be a Mamzer according to Shimon HaTimni, but the child is going to be Pasul the Kehuna. Now we go back to the last proof. Ela Almana Kasha. We had the Kasha from the Kavahomer of Almana. Let's review that Kavahomer. The Kavahomer went like this. And what an Almana that you're telling me what is, who marries a Kohen Gadol, the child is a Pasul Kehuna, even though an Almana technically is permissible to other Kohanim, this Mazik Rushato that's Asul to everybody in all cases of Mazik Rushato is not permissible to any type of Mazik Rusha. Kal Vahomer, we said that the child should become a Psul, and then we rejected the Kal Vahomer because we said no, an Almana is worse because she herself becomes a halala. She herself becomes asul. Mashenken the mazik rushato. She doesn't become more pasul to the kehuna. She's pasul to the kehuna because she's already a girusha. So therefore, we rejected the kav haomer. So therefore, it's mashma that really you can't learn from almana, and you can't say just because the almana is to the kohen gadol's child is pasul kehuna, maybe the mazik rushato is not. Gemara says, "Ma the almana shekini asma mitchalelet." Right, that was your question. That the almana herself is mitchalelet. We have no kavahomer. Elai itmar, hachi itmar. So therefore, that question remains. And therefore, as a result of that question, that you cannot bring an ayah from the almana. Almana is worse. We'd rather not learn that statement. We'd rather not learn the original statement to teach me that what? That the child that comes from Isur Lav is going to be Pasul for the Kehuna. Because we couldn't answer that problem from the Almana. So the Gemara says, Ela Iyitmar, if you want to make that original statement, Hachi Iyitmar. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Shimon, Bere B, Hakol Modim Beba Al Hibek Kiritut. Change it to a fellow that went with Hibek Kiritut, Shavalad Pagum. Now, that means he made a statement. Everybody agrees that when there's a Yisur Karet relationship, the child is Pagum Kehuna. So the Gemara says, Akol Modim, Man Akol Modim. Who's the everybody coming to agree? Which means, according to the Rabbi Akiva and Hakamim, the kids are Mamzer. So for sure, Pasul for the Kehuna. Now it's coming, Rabbi Yoshua,
It's coming to say even Rabbi Yoshua agrees. Well, who's Rabbi Yoshua? The Afalgav, the Rabbi Yoshua, and Mamzen Mechibek Kiritut. If you remember, Rabbi Yoshua Shita was the only Mamzer comes from Yoshua from Chibek Betin. Only from a Yisur, a relationship that can bring a punishment of Betin. So therefore, we'll say like this. Nehid de Mamzer lo avi, even though Chibek Kiritut does not make Mamzer, because he also Chibek Kiritut only comes from what? Yisur Betin. Pegam miha havi, but pegam it is. And what's the pegam? How do you know it makes the pegam? Mikav v'chomer me'almana. We'll make the same kav v'chomer that we made above from the almana. Uma almana lekohen gadol. Just like almana trukugol she'en isura shave bakol. Her isur is not across the board by kohanim because she's put into kohen gadol. And still what? Benapagum. Her child becomes pesub keuna zush isura shave bakol. Meaning isur karet. There's nobody that's mutar to isur karet. Everybody that's in the parasha is asut isur karet. Eno din shebenapagum. Oh, v'chi tema, but maybe you'll come along and tell me ma la almana shechin hi atzma mitchalelet. Maybe you'll tell me, oh, you can't make a kavah because the almana's worse because she herself becomes pesula. Hachen amed, the Gemara says, kevan shebaala. Asa'a zona. We'll say this lady here also becomes psula keuna. In the case of isur karet. Why? Because when she goes with this man isur karet, now she becomes a zona. And once she becomes a zona, so now she's psul for the keuna. So therefore this also did something. And therefore you have no rejection. You cannot reject and tell me, oh, ma'al amara she mitalilit. So to this case over here, when the guy goes with isur karet, according to the Rabbi Yoshua, what's the deen over here? This is considered zonah. It might not make mamzer, but bottom line, it's isur. And then when she becomes a zonah, so and what's zonah? Zonah is asur lekeuna. Meaning it added something. It added something. So therefore, bottom line, we have a kal vachomer, and once we have a kal vachomer, that's going to teach me what? That from isur karet, the valad is indeed going to be asura. Kal vachomer from almana. Uma almana, that goes to a kohen gadol, the child becomes a psula kehuna, even though she's permissible to other types of kohanim. So this isur karet, that's a suit to all people. Kavahome, the child is going to become psula for the kehuna. And don't tell me the almana is worse because she herself becomes mehalele to the kehuna. Because this case also, isur karet, she also becomes isur to the kehuna as a result of this. Because now she becomes a zona. So comes the Gemara and says, look at Rashi. Asa'a zona upusula lekeuna, aval le'el, but above kabe ma'zi grushato leka leshenu yehache. You can't answer this answer. De amar beperek amar kohen gadol kaman ve'ema nev'ala lepsul la ma'zir grushato umeshan izar etzlam mi'ikara ba'inam. Rashi is just bothered with one question. Over here, in this case, over here, when we talk about the Isur Karet, we learned it from a Kavahomer. That how do you know the child becomes a Pegam? We made a Kavahomer from an Almanah. Almanah to Kohen Gadol, even though, let's say, the Almanah is mutated to others, and still the child becomes a Pegam to Keuna. So, Kochekin, this Isur Karet, that's a suit to everybody, certainly the child is going to become a Pegam to Keuna. Anybody to be Yoshua. Oh, the Gemara says, and don't tell me that Amana is worse, you can't live because the Amana herself becomes mecholedet for marrying the Kohen Gadol, because this Isur Karet lady also becomes mecholedet. Because now she's considered a zona, and therefore she's pesula, the Kohen, and if she was a bat Kohen, she'd be forbidden to go back home and eat terumah as a result. So she also became mecholedet. So you can ask me above. When we asked that same exact question by the Ma'zik Mishato case, we said, oh, ma'ala almana, that she is mecholelet, but the Ma'zik Mishato is not mecholelet. Why do you say she is mecholelet? Because now the fact that she went back, she considered a zona, and therefore she's a bad Kohen, she cannot go home and eat teruma. So she also became mecholelet. Answers that she, because she can't go home and eat teruma. Because the Torah says, ubat Kohen ki tiye le'ishzar. She becomes pesula l'teruma. What does it mean, izar? Somebody that's a zar to her mitchila. Like the Isur Karet, where she could never have gone with him. That's the type of zar that's supposed to sell it about going from teruma. But she ain't can, this guy that she married, originally she was allowed to marry him. He only becomes a zar on the Mahzik Rushato. So therefore, that's not considered zar be'ikara. Therefore, technically, nothing happened to this lady like a bit kuna when she remarried this Gerusha. The Gabeh Kohen, she was always pasul to marry Kohen. She was a Girusha anyway. The Gabeh, if she's about to go, to go back home and eat Terumah from her father's house, she still can do that. Because why? This guy's not considered a Zar. So therefore you have no... Therefore the Almana is stronger than the Girusha. And therefore, the Mahzik Rushato case, and therefore you cannot learn from that case to this case. Therefore, the Gemara says, just because the Almanat Rukunilos child becomes Pegam the Kuna does not necessarily mean that the Mahzik Rushato's child becomes Pegam the Kuna. Ela, we have to change it to say, we're talking about the Sukaret case, Alibad, the Yoshua, that the child becomes a Pagum the Kuna, even though he's not a Mamzeh. Amen, amen.